to put in all the work, everybody for each other on the field, and then we stay there as a unit and we go towards our goals together as one.
For Martins, it's Sven Angulo to cross into the box. That's one missed it.
Alrighty, lineups just came out. I'm just going straight in. I'm walking to the stadium again. Here's your preview for tonight's instant reaction against Minnesota United. Dagerdon starts. I was expecting to see him rotated after not a lot of rotation for him this season. Santos comes in. Schlegel comes in. Felipe comes in. Ojeda comes in, or stays in, I should say. Or no, comes in. I don't think he started. Against Tigres, and then Maguire up top and Ramiro Enrique starts. A lot of rotation, which is what we expected to see, and so far I'm not feeling great about this game at the moment. My gut feeling is a loss. Rotation, eyes on Tigres, I could see this very well being a loss at home against Minnesota. Minnesota looked good this season. They've got a win on the road against Austin, who haven't been great, to be fair, and then a draw at home against Columbus, a draw at the death. They've got some dangerous players. Sengbin on the right side has been very dangerous for them. They're missing Reynoso, I believe. They may have Longwane back. I'm not sure, but those are two dangerous players out. But even then, Puki and the rest of the squad do have goals in them, so we will have to, for sure, manage that. But yeah, I'm feeling not great about this game. I'm feeling a loss, unfortunately. So I think where we need to hurt them is down the sides. Enrique and Ojeda will be key for that. I think Angulo's starting. I think Faku's the oddball out, actually. So it might have to be Angulo and Enrique who are hurting down the sides. Maybe Ojeda will be through the middle. I'll be interested to see how that works out. But yeah, I think we can hurt them down the sides, get at their fullbacks, and hopefully get some crosses into Dunk. Big Dunk. And we can hopefully get the win here. But again, not feeling confident. I think with CONCACAF Champions Cup, we leave in a couple days to go to Mexico. I think this is the game where we will really see some things catch up to us, if they haven't already, with the 5-0 loss against Miami. So not feel confident, but that's all right. And we'll be cheering on the guys. About to go eat some cappies. Shout out to my good friend Adam. And yeah, as always, vamos Orlando, and I will talk to you guys after the game. Hey guys, Gavin here. 3-2 loss. I predicted a loss. Not in this fashion, though. I wasn't expecting this sort of performance and this sort of result. A hard one to take, in all honesty, after, you know, scoring our fastest goal in club history 13 seconds into the game for number 13, Duncan Maguire. You know, we were feeling good. They had a cool little animation on the screen where like a lion like jumped through the Minnesota logo and shattered it. So that was pretty neat from the club to do. And as you know, everyone's looking at the animation and then they look down and Rafael Santos has the ball and he's passed it into Duncan Maguire and all of a sudden it's 1-0 and it's like, oh my gosh. So it was a great start. That is a memory I'll never forget. Unfortunate that it's going to be tied to a loss, but still a really cool memory just to, you know, have that like animation destroying Minnesota and then look down and you've scored a goal right after kickoff. cool feeling, a really cool feeling in the moment. So, and the stadium erupted as if it was the game-winning goal. It was really cool. So yeah, that was the start to the game, obviously, and then my oh my, we just, Pedro Galese just gifts them a goal. Pukki just puts on some light pressure and gives it a go, and I don't know what Galese's doing there, but just gifts them a goal. It's ridiculous. Not the first time he's done that in the past 6 to 8 months. Just letting in a super easy one. So something to think about there, but he's got to sharpen up if we're going to have a good season. We can't just be giving away goals like that. So gives Pukki the goal. And then from there, Pukki gets another goal, which was a really good one. Top of the box, ball bounces their way. And it's just from the performance at that point, it's just on the margins, really. I thought we played well at that point. Minnesota played well. And then all of a sudden, we're 2-1 down. And it's like, oh my gosh, like what's happened here? And throughout the rest of the night, we were doing really good. We were creating a lot of chances, putting in a lot of crosses again. We clearly are creating via cross as one of our main methods of creation. Not sure that's my favorite thing in the world, but when you've got Duncan up there, I get it. He's really, really strong at that, especially when you're playing a two-striker system. But yeah, lots of crosses. We were, you know, getting in the box, some cutbacks as well. Felipe missing right at the goal line. Woof. That was rough. Cesar Araujo missing the header, just skimmed off his head, went down and bounced over. I think I saw we had 3.8, 3.6, something like that, XG. That just shows you we had a lot of chances and a lot of good chances, and we just failed to convert. It was actually probably one of our lower XG chances in Duncan Maguire's second goal that we converted, with just some frantic play, getting the ball up to him and getting the goal. So just talking all this out, it's unfortunate that we lose. You know, I was really feeling confident that we were going to sneak a winner at the end, actually. I was, you know, I'm looking at the clock, it's the 93rd minute, and I'm like, okay, you know, we haven't had the ball really since we've scored. It's kind of been chippy, but I think we're going to get one more chance, and I think we're going to get it. Like, I'm feeling really good. And just about a minute later, they take that goal kick or free kick or whatever it was, and ball bounces around, and it's just way too easy. They're in behind, and Hlongwane, I highlighted him as a player who may not have been available, but who's a danger man for them. He just comes off the bench and scores, and 3-2, and breaks our hearts, and makes my prediction correct. So that's kind of my thoughts on the game. Not the end of the world. Again, the performance was strong. On another day, we win that game 4-1, and it is what it is. But, you know, CCC is in the mix. We've got some rotation in there, and just, you know, early season. We need some match sharpness as well, especially in front of the net. So let's go player by player. Pedro Galese, kind of already spoke about it, but the goal, can't be doing that. Really, really poor from him. Really, really poor. And yeah, enough said on that. I guess after the goal, I think he looked pretty calm. You know, he wasn't trying nothing else, obviously. Excuse me. Just clearing the ball when he needed to. Made a save, I think, a one-on-one save to keep it at 2-2 or 2-1 even. When Schlegel just had a moment of madness and didn't clear the ball, but was trying to let it roll out, and the ball got given away. Instead, Minnesota kept it in, and I think Pedro made a good save there. But first goal is the one that changed the whole complexion of the night, because we started off the way better team. And if he doesn't give that away in the third minute, who knows how this night could have gone. It could have gone a lot differently. So pretty disappointed with that. Dagrodan Thorhalsson, he was okay. I don't really have much to say on him. I thought he fought well. Schlegel, he is having quite the start to the season. I've seen some chatter on the third goal that that was potentially his fault. I'd need to watch it back. I didn't see it. The third goal just came out of nowhere for me. I wasn't really fully, you know, analyzing, paying attention, because it's just a goal kick, and then all of a sudden they're through on goal, and you're like, what the heck happened? But overall, he did all right on the night. You know, I just called out earlier where he tried to let the ball go out, and it didn't work out, and they almost scored from there. He had a back pass to Galese that was a slow roller. He's just having a rough start to the season. We've got to get through this patch and get Brocalo up to speed, because right now, you know, the Miami game was clearly rough for him, and this game was better for sure. I think that was his lowest point as a Lion. But if I watch it back, maybe it is the third goal, it is his fault, but it's just, or maybe someone's just scapegoating him. I think I saw one or two people say it. So other than the goals, I mean, I thought he was fine defensively, doing his normal Schlegel stuff. Robin Jansen, much better performance tonight. There were a couple times where I was disappointed, where Galese had the ball and he wasn't showing. I'd have to watch back the first goal to see if he had an opportunity to show and was just jogging. But there was once or twice where Galese had the ball and he just was just standing there. He wasn't making a run to show for it. I don't know if that's just tiredness from all the matches so early on in the season, and he's just trying to get through this run. So he's taking something like that out of the game at times to conserve legs, or if it's just pure laziness and he didn't want to do what he was supposed to do. I don't know. But other than that, defensively, he was fine. On the ball, he was his normal self, pinging balls left and right. I thought he had a good game. Santos, he had a fine game. Continuously puts in dangerous crosses. I feel like we're having second season kind of almost like regression with him. You know, the same thing happened with Juan, right? We got Juan, and the first season he was super, super dangerous because he was new and he was fast and teams weren't really sure how to cope with him. Eventually teams caught up and caught on and figured out, okay, Juan's very fast. You know, when they go down the right, they're looking to get in behind. So just take a step back and you'll be fine on that right side, and put him under pressure. He can't cross the ball. Santos, I think teams are getting smart that Santos is an extremely good crosser of the ball. And so basically don't let him get into a crossing position with no one closing him down. And for the most part, teams are snuffing that out. Teams aren't letting us get him into those positions that we like to get him in. When we do, he usually has to take a touch because we're not laying it off perfectly, because there is pressure, and we're just not getting the service as good as we were getting last season. So something to look out for there, because we just haven't seen a lot of productivity from Santos to start this season in all competitions. Midfield, let's start with Araujo. I did see the incident where he went down injured. He was sprinting back and went to slide to either slide or slow himself down to try and block a clearance, and he was late to it anyways, and his foot got caught and his knee smashed into the ground at nearly full speed, or, you know, 80% of full speed, and just, it had to hurt contact-wise to where his knee just went to the ground, and then if there was any twisting of the knee, you know, he could be in real trouble. So he looked like he was in a lot of pain and really disappointed, but it's just one of those freak things that happens, unfortunately, when you're going, and when you play the sport in general, it happens. Other than that, when he was playing, he was obviously his normal self. Thought he was pretty good. But yeah, hopefully he's not too hurt. Hopefully it's just a contact injury thing. But my gut... Well, my gut says it's contact. I didn't see it. I'd have to watch replays. But my gut says it's contact. And he just had to come out because it really freaking hurt and he couldn't walk on it. And of course, that's kind of like the variance thing I was talking about earlier, right? We lose Araujo. I don't know what was going on with the communication between the physios and the coaching staff, but Cartagena was stripped, ready to go, but then he was told to sit down. But then Araujo, clearly, he didn't come back onto the pitch. And we concede down to 10 men. And I wonder if the coaching staff thought Araujo was coming back on and the physios thought we were getting a sub on. So we were down to 10 for a couple minutes, and of course that's when we conceded the second. So not sure what happened there with the communication. Felipe was really pleased with his performance. Obviously he gets the miss, but for the most part he came in, did a job. I just wish he would, kind of similar to my thoughts on Facu Torres, he receives the ball a lot with his back to goal, so he's facing our goal, and that forces him to just pass it backwards a lot. And I just wish sometimes he would check his shoulder and do a little spin, turn with the ball, or receive it on the slant, receive it with his body, you know, facing the right or left touchline, so he could just do a half turn and keep going forward. There were times where he just received the ball back to goal, passed it straight backwards, and Facu Torres does that as well, and it drives me up the wall sometimes. But other than that, I thought he came in, he did a really good job, put in a shift. Just think that's where he was lacking. Ojeda on the right, I think he got an assist for Duncan's goal. He put in a good shift. He was working really hard offensively, defensively. He looked really good out there on the right side. I liked what I saw from him. I would like to maybe try, I don't know, I like him in that second striker role, but I would like to see maybe at times swap him and Facu and put Ojeda on the right side and Facu in that second striker role and just see what that looks like. I wonder if that could work better, because Ojeda is still effective out on the wing, whereas Facu tends to lose his effectiveness out there. And as Adam has said, looks better through the middle, in his opinion, of course. I tend to agree because of his left-footedness. So Ojeda, that's Ojeda. On the left was Angulo. He was on the left. He has had a rough start to the season. He just, you know, he had a counterattack opportunity. Just, he had a couple, actually. And one of them, he was just bad touch. Another bad touch. And the second one with the bad touch, I remember he just kicked it straight towards where the defending player was. And it's just like, what? Why would you kick it that way? I know you're running at full speed, but like, could you kick it away from the defender, please? So that was frustrating to see. I mean, again, he's working hard defensively. Offensively, though, it is just not happening for him at the moment. Enrique thought he had a really good game again. I think he deserves to be the starter over Angulo at the moment. I'm not sure what else says that, but Angulo's the one who comes off on 55-60 minutes, and so that tells me Angulo's starting against Tigres. I think that's pretty simple and a pretty good assumption from me. Duncan McGuire, 2 goals. We're going to miss him. He put in an absolute shift so much that he got a cramp and had to be taken off for Kyle Smith. Wish we could have kept him on. Maybe we would have had a different outcome. He was doing great, back to his best self, scoring goals when he gets the opportunities. He obviously had one that I think he just switched off, and Muriel put the ball in, and he thought it was going to get cleared, and it just bounced right off him because it came through. So, but other than that, he had a really good game, missed the chance for a hat trick there. Or maybe that was before his second goal. So, but yeah, Duncan definitely a really good game. Probably my man of the match. For the substitutes, who came on? Cartagena came on. He got a red card after the game. Him and, well, a bunch of people got into it, but he was the one who threw a punch. Rosales threw a punch back at him. So we're missing him for the Atlanta match coming up. It's a straight red, so not sure if that's a three-match ban or just one. I need to look into those rules. Maybe it's two. Maybe because it's a punch, it's three. But we might be without Cartagena for a while, and obviously we just lost out Araujo to injury. Hopefully not for too long. But if it is some sort of ligament or twist, then we're in real, real trouble for the next few matches, but for the season as well, because Araujo is a rock back there, and we were banking on him being always available, like he has been for the last two seasons for us. All right, so other than that, Cartagena I thought was fine throughout the game. Who else came on? Ladero came on. I don't see it with him. You know, I see the quality on the ball. He can't run, though. He can't run. Seattle got rid of him at the right time. They let his contract run out at the right time. And I think it's a good signing as a backup option. And I think throughout the season, we will start to see him in a backup role, and we will see Ojeda take that role. I know I predicted at the start of the season that Ojeda might struggle to see minutes, but if Ladero's playing like this and running like this for the bulk of the season, I think Pareja will have no choice but to start Ojeda, just because of where Ladero's at in his physicality. He's a good player, but he just can't keep up. He got bypassed a couple times this match. So yeah. Who else? Halliday came in. He was all right. Not much to say on him. He worked hard. Smith came in at the death, and then Luis Muriel came in, and again he looked dangerous, and really excited to start seeing him week in, week out in MLS. A lot of folks are calling for Muriel and Duncan to start up top, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see that while we still have Duncan. I think that's a really good idea, and those two could work really well together. Until we lose Duncan in the summer and we have to figure something else out. So yeah, those are my main thoughts on the match, on each player as well. I think that's a game we should have won. We didn't. We know why. And now we focus on Tigres. No wins yet in MLS, but we can come back from that pretty easily. We can still get a home playoff spot pretty easily. We just have to go on a bit of a run later on in the season, which we've done before. So, all right, I'll leave you there. Thanks for listening. And as always, Vamos Orlando.
To put in all the work, everybody, for each other on the field, and then we stay there as a unit. And we work towards how we go together as one.
It's Sven Angulo to cross into the box. That's when Mr.